Morning, everybody. This is News Radio 94.9 890 KDXU. It's Wednesday and time for Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care Show. Here's Richard and Kaylee.
So, yes, welcome to the Elder Care Radio Program brought to you by Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care. We've started to get into this holiday season. Started with the first and most important holiday, which would have been Veterans Day. And now, of course, we're just a day away from Thanksgiving, and it's exciting to, you know, to get back into that, although things have changed, obviously, with COVID the way it is.
Yeah.
I guess looking on the news this morning, and only 13,000 people are traveling through the airport in Salt Lake versus 5,000 last year.
It's weird, your microphone keeps fading right now.
Things have all changed, and what we want to do today is talk about some of those good times and some good things that are happening in our lives. So let's kind of cover that. Going back to Veterans Day to start, we mentioned that being really the start of the holiday season for us, and we appreciate that. But I was doing a little research, and I think there's some important things for those of you who know a veteran and some help that may be available to them that may not be offered unless they ask for it. There's a program called the VA Aid in Attendance or Household Benefits. If you haven't heard of this, it's the ability to get help in the home or in a facility when veterans are no longer able to care for themselves as well. So we're trying to
get this. On a good note, if you're a veteran, your aid can be provided by anybody. A family member can get reimbursed for the time that they have to take off of work. They can get paid to help you and assist you in your home. It can be a neighbor or, again, family. To be reimbursed, to get the family reimbursed is really a huge benefit provided to our veterans.
And right. And
not everybody realizes that that's one of the benefits available as a veteran.
And to give you an idea of how much that reimbursement can be, for a married veteran, $2,266 a month. That can go a long way towards providing real care and supporting the family and helping out as our veterans are no longer able to care for themselves as well. For a single veteran, it's $1,911 per month that can come to them this year. So if you know a veteran of a war, now there are some rules. They have to have been enlisted at least 90 days. I think most of the people that we know that are veterans were enlisted for at least that long. They have to serve during wartime for at least one day. So if you go back through the different wars that we've been in, whether that's the Korean War, the Vietnam War, the Gulf War, all of those are available. They have to be 65 years of age or totally disabled.
And it does not have to be a disability related to your service.
That's right. If you need assistance from somebody else to perform some of those daily activities like bathing or dressing or eating or moving from a bed to a chair or things like that, then you probably qualify for this. And this is a government program. And I know a lot of our veterans are afraid to ask, or, you know, they don't want to seem like they're asking anything. This really isn't anything other than what we want to provide as a country and as a community for those people who've served us. We want to provide this care. So if you know a veteran, we would like you to contact us and have us help you get some care for them if it's available.
And with numbers like that, it really can be the difference of being able to bring your loved one home to take care of them with the supplemental help you need to make it to be able to take care of your loved one in their home. So, Andy, it's Thanksgiving.
It's Thanksgiving Eve, yes.
It is. Any exciting? Oh, did I interrupt?
I have one other thing on the veterans thing. It's not just for the veteran himself. It can be for the spouse or for dependent children. If those needs are there, then we want to be able to provide that care.
That's right. So what are some holiday traditions that you usually do, and how are you going to implement them this year, or how will they change this year?
Well, thank you for asking. Two things. First of all, I'm trying to start a new tradition. I believe we have like New Year's Eve, we have Christmas Eve, we have All Hallows Eve. Why don't we have a Thanksgiving Eve?
I don't
so my
know.
Proposal is we get together, have a little whatever with your family today, Pumpkin empanadas and eggnog seem like the two things that we need to
I love
to,
it.
Yeah. What do you think? You like it?
Oh, yeah, yes. I do.
All right.
With
all
extra right. cream filling.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, and some real whipped cream to dip it in, not the fake stuff.
Not the fake stuff.
That sounds really good. Are those being distributed around the radio?
I'm coming in for your party.
Well, I got to go home and make them. But yeah, no, it's good stuff. And also, you know, Taco Time has pumpkin empanadas if you're over in Bloomington. But as far as traditions, because I love smoking meat, I'm going to smoke as usual a smoked turkey this year. It's funny, us people who are really into smoking, we have to do a practice smoke first because we're going to have people over. So last Sunday, I smoked a turkey because I wanted to do a practice smoke. And then, of course, I'm going to smoke one again tomorrow for Thanksgiving.
Perfect. Are you always the one that makes the turkey?
Yeah, for our portion of the family. Now, we usually have a big get-together. My brother-in-law was the city manager for Santa Clara, so we would rent out Santa Clara's city hall ballroom or whatever it is, and we would have sometimes 50 or 60 people there. But because of COVID, you know,
we're being good. Sure.
And so we're going to have about 10 people at my house and smoke a turkey, and my wife makes the best homemade rolls in the world. So
love it.
Yeah. How about you guys?
Well, we're probably going to have Thanksgiving. I think we have a turkey. We're going to try and get that cooked, you know, time permitting.
Our immediate family alone exceeds the governor's advice of number of gatherings.
Yeah, we have a household of 11.
Now it's worth mentioning that he lifted the number restrictions.
Okay.
It's off now, so you can have. They're just recommending we don't have people from outside our household if we can help it. Right. My kids are coming from Provo. It's not disobeying now because it's not a mandate anymore. But you know, I just feel like that's more important.
Right.
You
know?
So smoked turkey and rolls, what are the other things that make your Thanksgiving unique?
Well, we have traditional pumpkin pie, but we also make...
Not Costco's traditional pumpkin pie?
No, we make our own.
Because Costco does make a really good
They do make
pie.
A really good one. We also, my wife actually creams that. We take the Halloween pumpkins and she cleans them out and boils them and cooks them, so it's real homemade pumpkin
yes,
too.
Yes, it is.
Wonderful. But the big one is we have a recipe for a pumpkin cake that is decadent. It is amazing.
Wonderful.
And that's our departure from pumpkin pie. We do usually have pie too, but everybody loves a pumpkin cake. The pie will be half gone. The pumpkin cake will be completely gone.
My mother always made a rolled
pumpkin. Oh, those are so good.
Oh, yeah. And that was a tradition. She also made a cranberry salad. That as a kid, the bitterness of cranberry wasn't my favorite.
Yeah.
So it got a lot of homemade whipped cream. And now the tradition has turned into more of a cranberry jello salad with lots of whipped cream.
There's been a movement in our Thanksgiving. People are, what, maybe can we get funeral potatoes instead of mashed potatoes?
Just don't call them funeral potatoes.
Well, but you know what I mean—the cheesy hash.
Cheesy potatoes.
But we're gonna stick. I think this year we're gonna stick with mashed because it's tradition.
Yeah. It is tradition in our household. My mother's from England, and she made roast potatoes. Hmm. So if I don't make roast potatoes, my kids are really upset with me. So we'll have mashed potatoes all throughout the year, but. Roast potatoes take a long time. And
you ever do bangers and mash? Isn't that like a really British
yes,
thing to have?
Yes. Yeah.
It's hard to find actual bangers in this town, though. I mean,
it is.
When you go to the grocery store, there are all the things that you can rely upon, but there's not a lot of change and new
true
things.
Traditional
bangers is usually missing on that. But
a sausage, isn't it? Or is it a different kind of sausage?
It's a kind of sausage, yeah. But it's very white. It's a white-colored sausage.
Really?
Mm-hmm. On the roast of potatoes, just so that you understand what this means, they end up being crispier than French fries. You cut them into, you know, quarters, and you leave them in the oven long enough that the outside gets really, really crisp.
That actually sounds really good.
They are.
So they're like massive French fries.
Little shortbread or Yorkshire pudding and gravy. Delicious.
But aren't the British known for having bland food? That's
my mother, I guess she Americanized things.
Oh, good.
Because
okay.
Our food is...
Not bland.
We go through a lot of garlic and salt and pepper and spices. So, no, not bland.
That's good.
Yeah, we're buying the tall red pepper flakes in our house.
Oh, the big giant ones from Costco.
Yeah, Costco size. So we're talking about, you know, holiday celebrations and things like that. But on the other side, you know, for those people who are in a facility right now, things are fairly tight. You know, they've restricted a lot of things. I just called around yesterday. A few of the facilities are allowing some restricted visitations if you schedule that. But that's really not a lot for somebody in a facility. Many of them have closed their dining rooms or serving in rooms. And what we want to do is, I think, take a few minutes and talk about the possibility that these people could come home and be cared for within your home if you have help. Because I can understand the fear of trying to bring somebody into your home thinking that there's a whole lot of care that has to be done that professionals do. And that's one of the things that we've always, you know, tried to get the community to understand, is that we can bring that professional care right into your home.
The clinical care comes to your home. And actually, that's, you know, a safer place for you, right? Because you're just within your immediate family. And our caregivers that come in also have to be tested, and they wear masks, and we abide by all the, you know, safety guidelines and protocols available. But with the correct, or with the enough support and clinical care in your home, you can bring your loved ones to be with you, not only through the holiday season, but beyond.
Right. And so when we're really considering this holiday season and the limitations that are placed on us, we're not going to go out and see maybe as much family as we have in the past. It would be really important to be able to bring that loved one home, especially if this may be the last Thanksgiving or the last Christmas they're going to be here for, the last New Year's, or the last, what do we got, Valentine's Day?
Whatever the occasion is,
the occasion is worth trying to bring family together. And we think it's really important. Many of the facilities are full. They're not lacking for patients, but they are lacking for some of the help and staff. Many people have been removed from that to cut down on the, you know, cross-contamination. So they're running on a fairly skeleton crew. If we have an opportunity to bring that grandparent or your parents home into your home and provide them a place to stay and bring in good quality care, the same types of care and maybe significantly better care, because it's not as limited to support you in that. You know, bringing in people to help with bathing and activities of daily life, if that's necessary. Those are all important things. So we'd really like to talk to anybody who is in that position of having somebody that they'd like to bring home and show them the love and concern and support that they'd like to show them. And we'll be there to support you as the caregiver.
That's right. We can provide all of the medical necessities that you need. And remember, after the age of 65, more often than not, those benefits are completely free to the Medicare beneficiary. It might be covered by your secondary insurance or other resources that are available nationwide and locally.
We'll help you any way we can. So we really want to reinforce that and let you know that that's available. It's so important that people have that choice.
Your microphone keeps cutting out today, and that's why I keep playing with it.
Okay. All right, well, try and point it right at me.
Talk straight into it, yeah. Okay. That's the best plan.
So I'll start. as we approach the next holiday, of course, Christmas and giving and all that, I think it's important that we look to the community and figure out ways that we can help everybody. You know, in our family, it becomes very hard to find gifts, meaningful gifts to share.
And did you say there's 11 people in your family?
In our household right now, yeah.
Does that mean you have 9 kids?
No, it means that my oldest son and his wife moved home. They had one little 3-year-old, and they just had another baby.
So there's 4 right there.
There's 4 right there. And then my sister came home to live with us because she was alone. And, you know, we don't like anybody having to be alone. We're very social creatures by nature. And after a divorce, she came and lived with our family, and we love having her there. So there's another one. We do have 4 other kids.
Yep, 4 kids from 13 to 21.
Right.
These are big people, too.
Five kids.
So you have 2 little ones and 9 big ones in your house.
Yeah. And then us, you know, we're there on occasion to top that off.
Probably not very often, though.
No, really not. But it's good. It's wonderful. It's great to be together.
It is. And we're not home much because of what's going on with our activities here and our reach into the community. And that's exciting. We've had a lot of people that have been contacting us recently. And so we've had some really great conversations and experiences.
So I'll just interject for just a second. So we've told this story before of why we opened Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care. It was because of a good hospice experience we had in another state when my mother was on hospice. And then sadly, just not what we expected when we came here. Our discovery was there wasn't a good, healthy palliative program, which is the support that we kind of expected from my mother. So when my father passed and we had a lot of regret, we decided that we would open this company to bring the resources that were lacking before and educate the community about hospice, about it being choice, about what is available, about senior resources and giving information to seniors that they otherwise wouldn't have access to. Maybe they don't know how to navigate the healthcare system. Before we did this, we did sit down with our children. We had children in elementary school, still in intermediate school, and in high school. And we decided that, you know, if we were going to do this, it was going to take a lot of time away. We wanted to make sure that they were in complete support, and they have been. And I mentioned that story because we are away from them a lot. And I've, you know, hashtag give thanks. I'm thankful for a family that has been very supportive of this goal for the community. Our entire family has kind of saturated themselves in this company, in this goal. They help with answering phone calls and filing paperwork and answering questions. And it's just been a true blessing for our family. We have enjoyed meeting the members of this community and serving those who are at highest risk and at the most need.
And so, it's great that our kids have stepped up and participating and life is doing well there. But the parts that we didn't expect in this journey that have been so so comforting for us is some of the experiences we've had with our patients and just people in the community. We had a lady that we'd met with just Thursday and talked to her for a little while, and she told us where her concerns were and what she was at. And then Saturday morning, we got a call from her that she was going to be going into the hospital. She had some concerns, and she wondered if we would take care of her dog for her. You know, outside the scope of what we would normally expect, but we did. We started making calls, found somebody who does that type of boarding for that particular
foster care, puppy foster care.
Yeah, for that particular breed of dog who has some special concerns, and we got that taken care of. And then she was home Sunday afternoon, and and we got her back. But you know, just being able to lend a hand somewhere to help people, that those are great things.
Yeah, I think that what you're trying to say is wherever your need arises, we will try and step up and answer your questions or find your resources, whatever your need is. If you are elderly and having a hard time finding resources, if you are the child of an elderly senior that needs help or has questions, that's really what we're excited to be able to bring to you. One of the things that we had come up this week that I thought was particularly, I'm going to say interesting, was that we had a couple that did not want to use the services of the government because they felt like they were taking advantage of it. And as I explained to her, and I'll explain here today, from the first day you started work, you started contributing to this fund for your future. If you don't take advantage of it, the money will just be reallocated by our wonderful government to something else. But at the time that you need it, please recognize that it's not free money. It's not charity or welfare. It's money you have been saving through a government program. So take advantage of it. We've never given our telephone number. Give our office a call, Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care. 435-477-6999, or go onto our website to find out more.
We'll take those calls 24/7, because that, you know, we're available to handle those immediate issues. So those are such great and important things to work with. And I just had a thought that I lost. You go ahead.
Well, I was saying, come on to our website and find out more if you have any questions.
PathwayHospiceCare.com.
That's right. That's
Thank
right.
you.
Thank you. So, you know, we really do like getting those phone calls, even if it's just to call and say, so what can you do, or what do you do, or what is the difference between your company and somebody else's, or this is what I'm getting, can it be more? Remember, it's all about choice. The beneficiary's in complete control. And with our company, you never give up your control. You are always in control of what we provide to you, how much we provide to you. If you think too much, slow down. I want less. We'll give less.
Yeah, we'll manage the care the way you want it to be managed. One other thing along this line, as we're working in the community, we've come to realize that a lot of people, because of COVID, because of their own circumstances, aren't getting the opportunity to get medical care that they might be in need of, especially for our elderly community. I mean, when you're 30, 35, you just expect to be healthy. And a lot of us have maintained that mentality of, well, I just tend to be as healthy as I am, and I'm not going to worry about it. But if we can bring staff in, we're going to start a program of just offering a free medical assessment, bring a registered nurse into the home and provide that opportunity to get a baseline so that you have some understanding. Our medical doctors are going to look at these plans, these care plans that people have or don't have, and come up with one that's going to be appropriate. And I think an important thing for our age group, you know, we were brought up with the idea of hard work, you know, work hard, and that's the mentality that we have going forward throughout our life. But I think we also have to understand the work smart, not just work harder. And if we can accomplish more by having help come in and provide some part of the care that we need to do, we're going to be better off. We'll be happier if we have other people involved in the care we're trying to provide for our spouse or our parents or somebody else. And so we really want to be there to provide that help and make life easier.
So if you found yourself struggling to care for yourself or for a loved one, please let us help. You would be receiving direct oversight of your medical care and condition from a team of doctors that include coordinating with your own current primary care doctor. A skilled registered nurse will oversee your medical needs, help with your pain management, medication management. They'll look at wounds, answer questions, and more 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, including weekends and holidays. A nurse's aide will help with bathing, grooming, maybe to help you style your hair, do manicures, pedicures, shaving, shopping, whatever your needs are. Caregivers provide compassionate service, caring visits to make sure that all of your needs are being met, and even meal preparation in some cases. So our services really do offer a plethora of help. Our doctors directly oversee your care, and here's the key. When you use our company, each of your medical needs are overseen, and a team of medical professionals get together at a of every 2 weeks to ensure that they are always informed and on top of each change that occurs in your medical necessities. Call our office, Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care, 435-477-6999. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.